Elliott Employment.
Yes, hi. Is Joel available?
Okay. Who's calling?
My name is Rhett Kasparian.
Oh, okay.
Petite Suite, the music of Claude Debussy in Bateau, has performed.
This is Joel. How may I help you?
Hi, Joel. This is Rhett Kasparian calling. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Great. Hey, is this an okay time for you to talk?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I don't know if you recall, I sent you a letter probably a week ago or so, and I was just calling to see if you remember getting that, first of all.
The career?
Yeah.
What was your profession? Services?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
As you're recalling from the letter, I have about 10 years career management experience, last 7 years having owned my own business, and so I've kind of wrapped that up right now, and I'm looking to kind of parlay my career management experience still within the arena of career management, but certainly one of the areas I was thinking of is within the services of your organization, and wanted to know what opportunities you may have for someone with my background.
Well, interestingly enough, there was just a fellow who just quit in the Orange County office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just, and that job opening is actually open right now.
It is. How would somebody, what kind of background would somebody need to have to be considered for the position?
Yours.
Really?
Be perfectly candid. They're looking for people who have career services background, but if you've owned your own business, we also recognize that people with business backgrounds do very well in this kind of work because we, of course, interface with business.
Right.
And, you ran a business kind of as a double whammy because we also try and encourage people to either start a business or improve it. So, quite frankly, your background is
sounds like a perfect
quite
fit.
Ideal, yeah.
Wow. That's unexpected, but a pleasant surprise to hear. Gosh, what could you tell me to do as far as directing me on how to best apply for the position to have the best shot at it?
Yeah, and I know this fellow, and I could certainly pass your contact information on or a resume that you wanted to fire over to me. But
okay.
I would say that, a person who just has just excellent communication skills and that you're able to work with all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
We also work with a lot of professionals, so there needs to be a real kind of air of professionalism as we work with them.
Sure. Does it help that I speak Spanish as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a growing Spanish-speaking population in Southern California, and that's always very helpful. I think they're looking for someone who can just, really be creative and work with our church units that also are trying to do paraprofessional kind of work. Just really excellent training skills, communication skills, public speaking skills, one-on-one counseling skills, business understanding, business development skills. You can go out and establish relationships with companies, schools, other entities that are helpful, whether it's government services, anything that can help people with job search.
That's exactly what I've been doing. So, goodness.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that from your letter, and like I said, this is kind of our world, this is our business, and you would just fit it, quite frankly, to a T.
Let me get your email address, and I'll send you over my resume, and then I'll give you a call after that if I could, just to kind of get your feedback and what you think the next steps might be.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. What's the email address?
Yeah, it's letter J at mail.net.
Great. Okay. And I'll just call you back at the number that I just called you on.
You bet.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited about that opportunity. So
I'm happy to help.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And
okay.
I'll be calling you back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Okay. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.